Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away, we're looking at Yuma 13. The Gemara says that the Mishnah said, Rav Yehuda says they also prepare another wife for him, lest his wife die, God forbid, for it is stated in regard to the Kohen Gadol, he shall make atonement for himself and his household. Household Isha Beta, we talked about another time, how your household, your life is your wife. So if we have to account for this, then we have to make sure just to take care that he has a house, he has a household, he has a wife. The Gemara explains the question of the view of the sages who do not require a substitute of wife to be ready. The rabbis, too, are apprehensive about the mere possibility the coin might become tummy, for which they require that another coin will be prepared. Why the unconcern about this condition? God forbid it might happen. The rabbis would say to you, tummy contamination is a common occurrence, but death is uncommon. We do not need to anticipate such an occurrence. Tumah happens much more than that. The likelihood, the notes point out, that the Kohen Gadol's wife will die before the completion of Yom Kippur is minimal. The idea being, though, what should we be apprehensive of? What should we be worried about? What should we be that we should try to take control of? We should realize that there are definitely different things that we should be careful with. There are definitely things that we should work on. There are definitely things that we need to be apprehensive of and really be worried about. Some things we get too worried about that we don't have to worry about. We should worry about the things that are proper to worry about and not to get too crazy about other things. Remember, Hashem is in control. Hashem does whatever happens in the whole world. It's all from Hashem. So do your best to fight off any sins that may come up day in, day out, day in, day out. And don't worry about the rest. Take care of your wife. Take care of your kids. Take care of the mitzvahs you can. Hashem will take care of the rest. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 14 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.